Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
It's one of those classic cases that no one's ever solved. So we decided it's time to take a good hard look at the bizarre case of Laurencia Bembenek, also known as Bambi.
Tragically, for one resident of Spring Lake Park, Minnesota, this combination of too much free time for students, long summer nights, drugs, alcohol, and willful, opportunistic property crime became fatal.
They went back up to the room, opened the door, and saw her laying there, face down, naked on the floor. So they backed out, started yelling, screaming.
That's Peter Alderucci, a retired homicide detective in Ohio's Hamilton County.
On today's episode, find your new favorite true crime podcast with samples from these three podcasts, Run Bambi Run, Midwest Murder, and Accused Season 4. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Ronnie Salerno and Kevin Reynolds, let's start here. Today, we look at three true crime podcasts, all taking place in large Midwestern cities. Each has a similarity in that it tells the story of law enforcement gone wrong and lives being destroyed and taken away. Each podcast features a very different story, but are captivating with their sound design and editing to keep you binging all the way through. And the first is Run Bambi Run. Lori Bembenek was a Milwaukee police officer and a Playboy Club bunny before being arrested for the murder of her husband's ex-wife, a crime she insisted she did not commit. Nicknamed Bambi Bembenek, she became a tabloid fixation, a feminist cause celebre, and after she escaped from prison, an American folk hero, though she was never exonerated. Journalist and Campside Media co-founder Vanessa Gregoriadis takes a fresh look at the case Diane Sawyer called the most glamorous murder case of the 80s. Here's a sample of Run Bambi Run from the first episode, String of Women.
Women's Prison. Maximum Security, Wisconsin, 1990. Everyone's supposed to be asleep, but there's one inmate in the laundry room, creeping around where she's not supposed to be. Even if she wasn't sneaking around, you'd definitely notice her. Tall, blonde, like supermodel hot. Her name's Bambi, like the deer. Big eyes, long legs. Now, Bambi's in prison for first-degree murder, for killing her husband's ex-wife. She's on year 9 of a life sentence. But tonight, she's had enough. And she's getting out. Lucky for her, there's a window in the laundry room that's been left open. Or propped open. Nobody knows for sure. And it's barely cracked enough to be noticeable. But Bambi slips right through the gap, hops down to the ground, and scampers across the lawn. You know, like a deer, but a super hot deer. Then she's thrashing through the trees in the dark, making it to the prison's fence, which is topped with barbed wire. She uses a belt to pull it out of the way, then leaps, practically pole vaulting to the other side. And of course, there's a handsome young guy waiting for her in a getaway car. The guy's nearly hyperventilating, but Bambi, she's a badass, ready to roll. They pop in some 70s yacht rock and off they go. Our fugitive wastes no time, driving all night through Minnesota to reach the Canadian border, which is highly guarded. But don't worry, Bambi has a plan, all figured out. She has the dude pull over so she can decorate the car with pastel streamers and styrofoam wedding bells. Then she approaches the border officials in their crisp blue suits. Bambi grabs hold of her guy's hand, hoping they look like regular newlyweds. She tries to look happy and relaxed. When she gets to the front of the line, an agent leans down to the window to ask, "What's your business in Canada?" And she blurts out, "We're on our honeymoon?" He looks back and forth between them, the way that border guards do. And then he says, have a nice time. And he waves them into Ontario, free, onto their new life. Except when a convicted murderer who looks like a model waltzes out of a Wisconsin state penitentiary, people pay attention.
Our first featured Midwest true crime podcast. That's Run, Bambi, Run. Listen for more from the Start Here Collections page from the podcast menu at WVXU.org. Our next Midwest true crime podcast is literally about murders in the Midwest. Debuting a couple of years ago, Midwest Murder shatters the false reality that this kind of thing doesn't happen in our town. In fact, it happens more often than we know, and sometimes the details of the most horrific crimes that happen in our neighborhoods are lost in the back pages of newspapers, forgotten on our news channels, and eventually erased over time. Let's sample a recent episode of Midwest Murder from The Fourth Friend. That's episode 45. The hosts take us to a suburb of Minneapolis to learn about a victim murdered in his mobile home.
Tragically, for one resident of Spring Lake Park, Minnesota, this combination of too much free time for students, long summer nights, drugs, alcohol, and willful, opportunistic property crime became fatal. 32-year-old Robert Anderson was found dead by his best friend at 9:30 p.m. on August 20th, 1997. After repeated phone calls with no answer, Robert Anderson's friend came to check on him. When nobody answered the door to Robert's trailer, but the dog could be heard barking like crazy on the inside, he knew something was wrong. Somehow, he managed to get a look inside, sadly discovering the body of his best friend. He immediately ran to a neighboring trailer and called 911. It didn't take long for officers to arrive, secure the scene, and initiate their investigation. Once inside the home, investigators found Robert Anderson lying face down in a pool of his own blood. He was partially covered by a blanket. His brave little dog, Squishy, stood vigilantly next to Robert's body, barking. Aww. Protecting his person.
Oh.
In our special feature on true crime podcasts in Midwest cities, that's Midwest Murder Podcast, available now from the Start Here Collections page at wvxu.org/start here. Our local Cincinnati classic true crime podcast has been around for over 5 years and is a special project from the Inquirer and the USA Today Network. The podcast digs deep into local unsolved murders from our region and the city, and season 4, the impending execution of Elwood Jones, tells the story of a murder of Rhoda Nathan and Elwood Jones's conviction and awaiting execution on Ohio's death row. For nearly 30 years, Jones has maintained his innocence and accused police of straight up framing him. The journalists of Accused are re-examining the case to see if Jones truly belongs on death row or if a botched investigation lets someone else get away with the murder. Let's take a listen to the sample of Cincinnati's Accused from the first episode of the latest season. Reporters Amber Hunt and Amanda Rossman tell the story of Rhoda Nathan.
Elaine Shoup and her boyfriend, Joe Kaplan, weren't what you probably picture when you hear of a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. They were both in their 60s, having found each other late in life after Elaine already had grown children and even grandkids. On September 3rd, 1994, the Florida couple awoke in Blue Ash, Ohio, at the Posh for the Era Embassy Suites. They'd arrived the night before for a family event, a bar mitzvah for one of Elaine's grandsons. Meeting the couple at the hotel was Elaine's best friend of 48 years, Rhoda Nathan, who'd flown alone from New Jersey. It's hard for me to imagine being friends with someone for 48 years, but these two had been through everything together. Marriages, children, the death of Rhoda's husband. They were more like sisters than friends. Which is why it made sense to share a hotel room with Elaine and Rhoda sharing the bed, while Joe slept on the pull-out couch part of the suite. Now, Rhoda wasn't much of a morning person, which, after 48 years, Elaine knew all too well. So she wasn't surprised when she asked Rhoda if she wanted to head down to breakfast and got nothing more than a grunt in response. Elaine and Joe headed down to the dining room, where they grabbed their complimentary morning grub, leaving Rhoda behind to shake off the cobwebs, shower, and get ready for the day's big event. Everything was perfectly normal that morning, until Elaine and Joe returned to room 237.
They went back up to the room, opened the door, and saw her laying there, face down, naked on the floor. So they backed out, started yelling, screaming.
That's Peter Alderucci, a retired homicide detective in Ohio's Hamilton County. Elaine's screams shattered the otherwise calm of the hotel, and nearly everyone working that day told police that they remembered where they were when they heard it.
Our local Cincinnati True Crime Podcast, Season 4 of Accused. Get more episodes from the podcast menu at WVXU.org and just click on the Start Here collections. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.